This is my love letter, my note to final girls. I heart final girls. Just now finishing Stephen Graham Jones's tongue-in-cheek horror novel, The Last Final Girl, I'm reminded of how underappreciated is the story that is predictable and inevitable. The Last Final Girl was published in 2012 and falls neatly into Jones's extensive bibliography of recently released books. He published 3 in 2012, 4 in 2013, and 5 already in 2014. That take on horror movie tropes, lampooning the genre but also celebrating it and through allusion and throwaway references, demonstrating his own unmatched knowledge of 40 years of horror cinema. These are books with names like Zombie Sharks with Metal Teeth. And, like Scream or Cabin in the Woods or the Grindhouse movies, they revel in the cheese and the terror both. The Last Final Girl focuses on a small-town high school in the aftermath of a slasher attack. Most of the homecoming court has been slaughtered, and the students and faculty oscillate between mourning for those lost and adulation for the surviving final girl who managed to outwit the slasher, a lumbering Jason Voorhees type, except with a Michael Jackson mask instead of a hockey mask. And then she knocked him from a cliff to his supposed death. That's how the book opens, at least. We soon learn that this town is hyper-aware of the rules of horror movies, and that there are, in fact, several other final girls on the high school campus. In the narrative that follows, the slasher returns to slice through a large percentage of the high school and small-town population, all while the cast of Final Girls angle to become the true Final Girl in what each believes to be her own sequel. The book is funny, and it's fast-paced and frenetic, but we also know exactly how this thing is going to play out. It's called The Last Final Girl, after all. The ending is in the title, and we know, based on characterization, who it will be. But that doesn't diminish the reading experience itself. In fact, I'd argue that the book is a great read because we know where the story is going. In reading online reviews for Jones's book, I noticed a number of readers who complained that it was predictable, that they could guess what would happen. They wrote this as if mystery and surprise were the only traits of good storytelling, as if they could only be satisfied by an ending in which the final girl pulled off her eerily realistic final girl mask to be revealed as, surprise, Michael Jackson himself. Similar complaints surface quite often when I teach fiction writing classes too, students either criticizing and dismissing a story because they saw the ending coming, or else writing stories with convoluted twist endings. Mystery has its place. The twist ending has its place. I won't write a hate letter to them. And in fact, there are surprises at the end of The Last Final Girl. But the book is like the slow rise of the roller coaster. We know what's going to happen. Know the fall that will come next. Can even see the many turns and loops through which we will be sent, even if we don't yet know exactly how it all will feel. It is our anticipation of these things that makes the roller coaster so fun, that churning of chains and tracks and wheels. We know where we're going, and yet we still wait in line for 60 minutes to enjoy the same experience again and again. There's a sense of excitement when you know how something is going to end, and yet you can't wait to get there. This is true in movies like The Avengers and Star Wars, and books like The Lord of the Rings, where we know Frodo is going to destroy the ring, where we'd be disappointed if the story ended any other way. There's also a sense of deeply delicious dread when you know how something is going to end and you can't stop it from happening. This is true in TV shows like Breaking Bad, books like The Bonfire of the Vanities, stories that set into motion some chain of events that we know can't turn out any other way, that might even ask us from the first episode or first page, or might even ask us to say from the first episode or first page that this is going to end badly. If asked, we could probably predict the generalized outcome from that first page, but yet we'll read for 4 hours straight, propelled forward by the drama of inevitability, the thrill of the experience. It is inevitability that I want to celebrate today, inevitability that makes books like The Last Final Girl such a pleasure to read. Far from spoiling the story by revealing where it will go, books like these, like Richard Russo's Straight Man, like Joshua Ferris's Then We Came to the End, like Donna Tartt's The Secret History, like Juno Diaz's The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde, beg us to keep turning each new page to enjoy the experience of the story rather than the trickery of the author. Thank you, Stephen Graham Jones, thank you to all of the final girls out there in this book and in 100,000 horror movies who all wait patiently as your friends step outside to check strange noises, who run and scream for 90 minutes before finally delivering the ice pick into the slasher's brain. I love you all for teaching us patience, for teaching us to sit still and enjoy the suspense of the creeping killer and the slowly rising body count. I love you for reminding us that great stories need not be schizophrenic, need not change their minds about what they are in the final act. A story can be inevitable, maybe even predictable, maybe even obvious, so long as it takes us on a ride we won't forget. Sincerely, Nathan Hollick.
And you're listening to Functionally Literate Radio on WPRK